Okay. Right. So there may be some things in this meditation that that you may not have heard of before. Don't worry about it. What they are is activations that everybody's getting anyway, but by asking for them, the activations will come through a lot quicker, and the integration will be quicker because the angels will overlight it over the next few days or weeks or whatever. Okay, no. So we're just going to do this as a simple meditation. All you have to do is just close your eyes and then just start to breathe very deeply and easily. Yeah? And then what I'm going to do is I'm just going to invite all the angels to come in and to do this meditation with us. And all you need to do is just sit in the energy. And if you feel the energy changing at all, then what I want you to do is, as you feel the energy changing, I want you to breathe as though you're breathing the energy, not air. Okay? So if you're feeling that you get tingling or whatever, then just start to feel that energy change and just start to breathe in the energy as though you're breathing it in as air, and become the energy. So you integrate it by becoming what you're feeling around you. And you may feel lots of things going on around you. You may feel being stood behind you or in front of you or to either side. And if you do, just welcome them in and just ask them to merge with you, because they're only angels. That's all they are. There's nothing to be afraid of in this. Okay? Okay. So, do it. So we'll put a bit of music on as well. Okay, so we just take two deep breaths. Okay, and this meditation is to remove all the time locks that was imposed on humanity 14,000 years ago. And we're going to ask for them to be removed now. So first of all, I ask the Archangel Metatron, who is the Chancellor of Heaven and the Prince of the Ministering Angels, who is the Sustainer of all mankind, to overlight this meditation and healing. I also call on the Archangel Gabriel and the angels of the Pleiades to open and bring into this energy of this room the portals in Mount Shasta, in Uluru, in Glastonbury, in the Great Pyramid at Giza, at Sedona, and all the other portals onto the earth, for we are now to open all time locks. I ask that this healing be done for all of us here through all time frames, to bring in harmony, balance, and purpose through all dimensions. I also now send out a call to the following archangels to help us in this meditation and this healing. I call on Anaphiel, chief of the angels of the Merkabah. I call on the archangel Rigbiel, chief of the divine chariots. I call on the angels Sephiriel Mehe, Sephiriel Mehmet, and Soked Hozi. I call on the Archangel Ratziel, chief of the supreme mysteries. The Archangel Barakiel, ruler of the order of angels known as the Seraphim. Kamael, who is the ruler of the order of angels of the powers. Chaiel, ruler of the order of angels of the Heoth or the cherubim angels. I call on Galgaliel, who is the ruler of the order of angels known as the Galgalim. I call on the Archangel Haniel, ruler of the principalities and the virtues. And I call on the Archangel Yophiel, who is the ruler of the angels known as the thrones. We also call on in the Archangels of the Earth, Raphael, Angel of the East, angel of healing, science and knowledge, one of the princes of the presence and regent of the sun. We call on Gabriel, angel of the west, angel of annunciation, resurrection and mercy. Michael, archangel of the south, chief angel of the Lord and deliverer of the faithful. And Uriel, angel of the north, archangel of salvation and a regent of the sun. I hereby state for all of us here that we have now reached a level of unconditional love consciousness and are now willing to let go of any and all karmic ties that are no longer relevant in our lives now. I call forth the Archangel Michael and his legions of angels to help in the severing of all karmic ties to people, places or events in this life or past lives that have no relevance in our lives now. I now ask the Archangel Michael to stand before each of us now with his sword of blue light and to sever any ties connected to any chakra now. In front of us, behind us, to our right, to our left, above us and below us. I ask the Archangel Michael to pass this sword of blue light around us in every direction now to make sure we're completely free of any of these karmic ties. I ask him to do that now. And just allow him to do that. I now call on the inner plane healing masters to seal and to heal each end of each of these severed ties with golden light and the light of unconditional love now. And we allow them to do that now. And we thank them for that healing. We now move to the next part, and this is called the triple grid. This is where they create this circle of energy around our consciousness known as our aura. And we set it up in the following way in three stages. I first call on the legions of Michael to create grid level one. And this is a three circle grid around our four body system, of the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual bodies. Also around this group consciousness, and also around this building. I now ask the destroyer force angels to create grid level two, a three circle grid around our four body system, around this group, and around this building. And I now ask the circle security team to create grid level three, which is a three-circle grid around our four-body system, around this group, and around this building. So I ask the first group of angels, which are the destroyer force angels, to please spin these grids around us now. As these grids spin around us, I now ask for a clearing from each of us and this group of all limiting belief patterns that anchor us as a consciousness into this time frame reality. We also call for a clearing of all limiting thought programs or implants that hold us in separation from the divine mind. We ask for a clearing of all thought form belief systems, whether we created them as self-creations or whether they were imposed, that lock us into being powerless participants in this reality rather than creators of it. We also ask them at this time to spin out any disharmony, any anger, any expectation, any frustration, any worry or astral distortions, any miscommunication. And we ask them to spin out anything that I haven't mentioned in this or any other language, but which they know needs to leave this space around us at this time, to prepare each of us to receive the highest energy and healing possible. And we ask them to remove all those things from our consciousness now. And we just sit in that energy and allow them to draw this away from us. And we're going to ask them now to spin these grids in the opposite direction. And this is to remove sometimes the opposite polarity to this, or the need to spin it in the opposite direction to remove certain aspects of what we've asked for. So we ask them now to spin these grids in the opposite direction now. And you may feel that change come around you. If you do, just breathe into it and assimilate it. And we just sit and still allow them to take all this stuff away from our consciousness through our aura. And so we ask them now to stop the spin, and we thank them for that service. We now ask the legions of Michael to infuse these grids around us with the energies of grace, of faith, hope, of peace, of purity, liberty, harmony, and victory, Elohim. And I now call on the angels present to assist each of us in anchoring and activating the 144 diamond crystals in our brains and our light body consciousness now. I ask them to now vibrate our energy bodies to the colours of violet, blue, and pale yellow. And I now call in the codes of the higher Galactic Council of Light. And we now ask those who wish it in this moment that our physical etheric bodies, atomic spin, be now returned to the original angelic vibration. And that lastly, all the 64 codons of our DNA be now fully activated and synchronized with the 64 divine archetypes of the I Ching and the higher galactic Neteru, which are the Egyptian god forms. We also ask at this time for centeredness, for clarity, and for a full connection with spirit. At the highest level, we ask for tolerance and clear communication in all the communication that we do from this now moment. We also ask for anything else that I haven't mentioned in this or any other language, but which the angels around us knows needs to be in this space at this time for us all to receive the highest energies, blessings and healings possible in this moment. And we ask them to bring all of these things to each of us and this group now. And just sit in that energy and allow it to come in. So we ask the angels now to seal these grids, to seal this energy into our light bodies now. And we thank them for that service. And the last part of this healing is to call on the Circle Security Team to realign these grids now, to harmonize with all the upper dimensional grid works. And this is like realigning all the levels of consciousness back to the Godhead. We call for a release of all distortions and parasites on the grids, and we ask them to be infused with the frequencies for clearer communication with spirit for each of us. And just again, sit in that for a moment and allow them to do this realignment, this attunement now. And once again, we ask them to seal the grids and we thank them for that service. And for the last part of this meditation, we're now going to send a call to that part of the Devic kingdom known as the fairies to now join with us in this space. So just feel that energy coming in. And you can visualize however you see fairies that would help their energy to come in even more. The time has now come where this kingdom is to reveal itself once again to humanity. And this is to co-create with humanity the new earth. And so we ask at this time that the fairy kingdom in this moment now merge with us in consciousness. And just allow them to, or allow this energy to flow and merge into your energy, which is your consciousness now. And so as this energy comes in, the kind of what I'm picking up at the moment is suspended right above the display in the center of the floor is a single point of light, which is fairy energy. I'm perceiving it as blue silver. And that energy now is radiating out to all of us and allowing it to touch ourselves now in our third eye and our throat centers. So just feel this energy coming in. You could do a visualization if you wish, but just be very open to accepting this energy now as if it was a gift. And there's a great deal of love being given in this gift. And as all people who receive gifts, they should kind of give one in return. So I'd like everybody to just center on their heart center and send out the deepest or the most profound feeling of love that you can to this single beam of light or the fairy as you perceive it in the center of this room and just return the gift of love that you've received. And so I ask that each one of us, as this energy continues to be given to us, to recognize that we are aware in consciousness now. That our consciousness is part of a greater whole, which is divine consciousness, which is just the one consciousness. And this is true for all of our brothers and sisters on this planet and all the other kingdoms on this planet. Let the energy you are now feeling radiate through your consciousness, radiate out and touch these beings through your consciousness throughout the planet. So we're connected to every being on the planet through consciousness. Send this energy through your consciousness and know that your consciousness is connected to every other living thing on this planet. And let this energy that you've been experiencing go out and touch every living being on this planet now. So as we continue to do that, we send a call now to the fairy energy around us, and we invite them to anchor their energy permanently into this space. We invite them from this now moment to participate in our meditation groups from this now moment. And we ask them to work with everyone here in this group, if that is what you wish. We ask for a deeper connection to the earth kingdoms through them, and an understanding of the earth kingdoms. And we send a call to all the angelic beings around us who have helped and anchored this energy in throughout this healing and this meditation, to remain with us throughout this night and throughout every day of our lives in this incarnation, to help us on our spiritual path to achieve our spiritual goals. We ask for their guidance and their continued healing. And I thank the Archangel Metatron and ask him to continue to overlight this group. So even though this energy will continue to pour in throughout this night, we're going to bring that part of ourselves in consciousness that we use to exist on the third dimensional plane back into the room now. So wherever you've been centering your consciousness, I want you to think about being back in the room, sat on the chair, feet touching the floor, and just move your feet on the floor to affirm that that's true for you. Feel the weight of your body in the chair. Know that this is where you are, that you are back in your physical body, totally and absolutely. Know that when you open your eyes around you, you will find the group and the room in which we're sat, and that this is a truth for you. If you need to send your energy deep into the earth to anchor yourself back, then do that now. And feel your breath coming in and out of your physical body, knowing you're totally and absolutely back here now. And when that is an absolute reality for you, then just open your eyes.